Hello, Prince Charles here, or the fucking King as you must now call me. When I'm not thumbing in a softie with my Richmond sausage fingers, I'm definitely not listening to the Donna Say That Wood podcast. Fucking wankers.
Donna Say That What?
How best, and welcome to Season 5, Episode 11 of the Donna Say That Wood podcast. This week sponsored by Two Scotch Eggs. Joining me as always is currently disgraced former producer Dan Biles, producer Wayne Ventura, aka Big Tasty, and the inflexible Rob Biles.
What's up, fuckers?
Hello.
Is this Season 7, Episode 1?
Sure.
What the fuck's going on?
No preamble, straight into it.
Nick's really worried that, last week, the audio's going to drop out, so he's just trying to rattle it out while we've got the mics.
This will be like drinking straight cordial this week. We're just going to get rid of all the stuff that waters it down normally. Straight into all the shit jokes.
Let's get on with it then. A lot of shit jokes this week. Cape Town resident Chris Packham has had a great result when ordering some more bees for his aviary. He told Rush the Man magazine, I only ordered 12 and they sent me 13. I love a free bee.
Magnificent Seven actor outed as smelly Liverpool fan. James Coburn and Steve McQueen, not McQueef, have revealed that you'll never walk alone.
Researchers discover the only thing flat Earth sphere is sphere itself.
Archaeologists have discovered the most detailed dinosaur fossils of all time. The new species is a slightly different variant of several other species, so it's been named the Thesaurus.
No, fucking hell. Hang on. I'm going to get some fucking texts. Local IT shyster.
I was on the wrong joke.
Local IT shyster is devastated at newspaper printing that he is a rapist. Fucking hell. When asked for comment, Mr. Poultry from the Peterborough Evening Standard apologised for the printing error. In response, Mr. Diggler from Stafford Park says there's no ambiguity with this, and accepted the apology on account of it being a PC mistake.
They got the P's and the C's mixed up. Jewish Jew TV personality and part-time business owner, Lord Sir Alan Sugar, has told Gathering Press that all parachutes made by his new business, Amshoot, will have a lifetime guarantee with them.
Tom Cruise has changed all his computer passwords to Kenny so he can tell all his friends that he has all Kenny logins.
Chris Eubanks Sr. from the Bentlands is furious after thieves stole his colonial helmet. They've taken the pith, he said. It's like he's here.
Late 30s man who finds second grade pubes says he won't eat at that restaurant again.
Following the Bentlands robbery, Chris Eubanks Jr. has insured his underwear made from a stupendous confectionery. Smarty pants, he's quoted as saying.
Boy George has sold his frantic iguana as he wanted a karma chameleon.
Dan Vaughan's Polish friend George has failed his pump truck license. For the question, what's a forklift? He answered, my pierogi at lunchtime.
Malcolm X's family confirm he didn't actually choose that name. He just accidentally put a kiss at the end of a letter.
Pop star Lee Ryan has admitted that following the death of fellow Butlins nostalgia act Paul Catamol, he has felt blue and also cash in on the stadium tour and should also cash in on the stadium call tour.
One for the Kettering lot now. In kids' news, the writers of SpongeBob SquarePants are considering changing the show's name to Patrick as he's the star of the show.
Man who is fed up of loud and obnoxious neighbours says he now knows how Canada feels.
These are actually the best written jokes in the worst read that we've ever done.
I made sure I didn't get any spelling mistakes this week, but I can't talk, so it's like
a horn.
A Asian medieval LARPer.
No, not yet.
No, LARPing's fine.
Asian's not the issue in this bit.
Described as chink in the armour.
The pending global recession is due to make a lot of working class families tighten their belt as they turn to heroin.
Mick Hucknall has taken to Twitter this week to blast participants of the London Marathon who raised funds for charity. He tweeted, "I'm not sponsoring anyone doing the marathon again, as they just take the money and run."
Animal welfare campaigner Robert Simon Peter Christopher Anderson.
I have to go back and research a previous episode.
Is worried about the celebrity pooches following the recent spate of deaths. I know that Paul O'Grady will have made plans, Len was a good man, and Harry Belafonte was kind and caring soul. But Barry Humphries was an odd fella, and I'm genuinely concerned about Jerry Springer Spaniel, he told Bear and Bound magazine.
Following the death of Jerry Springer last week, the family are undecided on whether to cremate or bury, bury.
Aussie Wolverine actor Huge Jacked Man has been on Google this week to see if he could find the best way to start a forest fire. It returned 28,000 matches.
Yeah,
some good jokes in there, boys. Well done.
Before we started the pod this week, we were researching whether we could use a particular piece of music due to copyright laws, and they have to be dead a certain amount of time. Does the bell sound effect from American TV shows only have like a very short vesting period of like a week or so?
He didn't write that.
It wasn't an original piece.
Yeah, he didn't write and record the bell.
But I imagine, given his heritage, he probably would have made sure that any legal wranglings were watertight.
It's another Jew joke, Nick, just in case you weren't sure.
Even like that. So that horned.
I'm going to need to exercise some people's houses.
Send Mr. Motivator around. We've got fucking. So if anyone who's like a long-term listener will know, that's the Ask Dan V sound drop in reverse. Because we're not asking Dan V something. As you may have seen on our socials, Dan V's coming along with the podcast to the wrestling. As we look up and point to the sign. In proper WrestleMania fashion. And
Nick didn't get that.
Rest the main, yeah.
Rest the. And so Dan's asked us a question. He's asked, this is for the podcast, so for you to have a bit of a think about. Nick, you know, we can join in and do one together if you want. Unless you want to just pick some wrestlers that you know, that's fine. You know, whatever you want to do. Question is, who would be in your top five wrestler stable? But, lots of stipulations, none of the wrestlers are allowed if they've won a top title at any point in their career.
Ah, it's an OSW boys.
Yeah.
Rules, yeah.
Ring of Honor world title and below would be allowed. No WWE, WCW, TNA, ECW, AEW, NJPW. Top titles are not. I think Dan's been writing our jokes. Are not. And also, if you're putting someone who is mainly a tag wrestler, a top tag title would mean they aren't allowed two. But if they was mainly a singles wrestler but won a tag title, they are allowed.
Is Dan okay? I don't think Knights are treating him well.
That's definitely like a 4 a.m. question, isn't it, when he's had a few Rockstar guavas and he's, buy them now, click on it.
Remember when he used to bring things like Cancho to the table?
Putting fingers up people's arseholes.
And now he's really asking really wrestling. Obscure niche wrestling questions.
So other than a top title, so world title is off the table.
Yeah, anyone who's won
from ROH and below.
Yeah.
But if they're a tag wrestler and they've been a tag champ, they're out of the reckoning. But Intercontinental, European, etc., they're on the table so long as they've not been world champ.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Steve Blackman. Times five.
RC Chaos.
It depends how you want to build it as well. So, like, you might just go for a comedy.
So Bridge!
That's Bridge. Bridge, Santino Marella.
Yeah, Santino. Yeah.
Orange Cassidy.
Colt Cabana. Al Snow.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Great. Lock it in. Next segment. Fuck off, Dan. See you in August.
Cheers for that, Dan. Thanks very much. Dan, by the way, Dan's just now listening to stuff we did last summer, but I told him we did a wrestling one 3 weeks ago, I think, so we skipped ahead. So Dan should hear this probably around June time. So I hope you're having a nice summer, mate. Get off nights as well. Your questions are getting too good.
This is not a game. This is a job interview with a bell.
From one corner of Peterborough, one man has come to 65 Upper Road, Maidley.
Nope. I don't care whether you've come before or what you've put up your ring piece. What I'm looking for is somebody to knock my bloody tits off.
They're here to compete for a job worth one bargain blower from a man famously hard in the pants.
I once sold a free Bentos pie to Gemma Collins' minge for 6p.
Sir Alan Sugar has built up a global empire worth 8 million tweets. Once again, he's on the hunt for a poultice.
Chris Porter, it's with great delight that you're fired, you cunt.
I didn't intend to put up a cunt, Chris, if you're listening. Anyway, so this is the poultice. So we haven't got a joke of the week. Me and Chris were chatting earlier. Chris is away on business at the minute. While we were just brainstorming earlier on, we came up with a great idea, which we just wanted to pitch to you guys to see if we could maybe get some of that investment. I know you're sitting on a lot of assets at the minute, but maybe not so much
thanks
cash.
Thanks for noticing.
Yeah. There's it a cream does have for a that. Lot of ass.
So yeah, we're hoping once you liquidate in that sum into
it
cash.
It already is liquid.
It is liquid, it is. Once you finance, well, it's like grind newspaper, isn't it? So,
Pulp.
Great band. Right, so the business idea. So, you know Ford Rangers, yeah?
Yeah.
Not the football team in near Shrewsbury. The car. You know you get like the pickup truck version?
Yeah.
So, you know you get like the sandwich vans that go around like Halesfield and that, and like ice cream vans. We're thinking of setting up, so what we're going to do is put like a silver grate over the back of the 4x4 and fill it with charcoal and do like a barbecue service on the move. So the working title is Crispy Chicken.
Good.
What do you think?
I'm all for the name.
That's where it stops for me.
Oh. Yeah, I think in principle it's a really good idea, but I think maybe from a health and safety aspect...
I'd also consider going maybe a Toyota just for reliability.
Yeah, indestructible.
The one on Top Gear, like Hilux. That red one.
I reckon, Hilux, was it?
Yeah, Hilux. Yeah.
The range,
monster.
The arse end of the range is going to melt, isn't it? Mm. And then you're mixing hot coal with the fuel tank.
Can't see any issues, personally.
Unless you want to fully invest and go with the F-150. Because the Thunder. Bar by all which all of the trucks are measured.
Is that the red one?
Yeah,
I do like that one.
That's the one that they advertise on the Hockey Streams, you watch the NFL on.
Oh, right, yeah.
Every break.
That and
ignore the Chevy, that's a pile of shit.
That and medicine that will kill you.
Only if you listen to the rules.
Yeah, 2 out of 10.
Okay.
Did you have much involvement in this, Kev? Or was it mainly Chris?
I've got to say, it was kind of a half and half idea. I'd come up with a concept and then we kind
of
like
let him have all the naming
out.
Rights.
I think it's a great brand. I think the brand's worth more than the actual idea.
I agree.
Are you putting his face on the van?
We have to work out image rights and stuff. I don't want him taking too big of a slice for, you know, having like Pepe's, you know, that chicken's worth a million now.
Right.
So I don't want to give him too much of a share. Because, you know, we're going to give you boys like 10%, aren't we, to get you involved, so...
Well, yeah, we want that ROI is going to be at least 10% equity for 30 quid, maybe.
Yeah, so we're good for 30 quid then, yeah?
Half a tank of fuel in that beast.
We don't want to put too much fuel
in it.
Don't
think it'll be half a tank.
We need to keep the fuel at a minimum at all times, just enough to get us where we need to and back.
Diesel isn't combustible, is it? To a naked flame.
To a naked barbecue. Yeah,
you'd be right.
Yeah, that's what we thought. We are going to see if we can sell 20% to John Tickle just to do the science part for us, but after our previous run-ins with him, he's not messaged back. Cease and desist or something, I don't know what that means.
I think he thinks it's a good idea.
Hmm. He just means that your assist has been really nicely seasoned. That's all it is. He thinks it's a culinary delight.
back to a joke next week then.
Yeah, he's deviating. Like he give us all that shit about it scoring, and then he's not provided a joke since.
Yeah, cried about it.
Then whinged about his work, and then came up with a shit way to get out of work.
I mean, at this point in time, the drop has more merit than the content.
Like, never pretty much. I mean, name a feature that isn't.
me and Rob this weekend discussed that we should have an underrated, overrated on the drops.
Oh, okay.
So that could be an entire episode.
We'll do that one.
We'll do the drop special.
Yeah.
So watch this space.
The week when Chris stops providing us content is the week we'll do that.
2 weeks ago. Chris is going to fucking rinse me. He'll be on next week. Trigger of the week. Right then, what's fucking pissed you off this week then, boys?
Home Secretary Suella Braverman's response to evacuating people from Sudan by being one of the slowest of the Western nations with people there to react to it, and using the excuse that, well, we do have the most people there, which is pretty much what I understood a defence to be for that. We've got the most there, so we can't expect to get them out quicker. So we'll wait till everybody else has gone, and then we'll sort
the runway.
And then those of them that we don't like the look of, the darkies and the slightly brown'uns, we can then send to Rwanda because they've never had any issues there, so it's fine.
Talking to Sudan, how's the Christmas podcast litigation going?
Yeah, luckily he's still got enough money in the bank to pay for his ticket for the wrestling, so we're all right.
That's the wrong pay-per-view, isn't it? Anything pissed you boys off, Nick?
Nothing from me, as ever.
No? Dan?
Ticketmaster.
Ticketmaster.
The fucking Rob Dogs. It was the same value as our ticket in transaction fees.
How? It's a single transaction?
Yep. There was on the transaction, there's times five against the £2.50 and £3.50 fees, plus a £1 summit processing fee. So, yeah, it came to nearly £45 in fees, and the tickets were £45 each. Fucking, just put it in the price. You're the only vendor, so just put it in the price, and then you're not fucking pulling the wool over our eyes, you cunt.
I was going to bang this into fucking other shite, but we may as well go down as it's pertinent right now. So you've maybe all seen the meme doing the rounds of the breakdown of Ticketmaster's ticket costs. So we've got concert ticket, $40, venue fee, $21.32, access fee, $18.32, paperless transmission fee, $12.03, fee, $8.84, fee 55 fun fee, $8.84, cause we can fee, $2.01, might as well fee, $1.89. What the fuck are you going to do fee, $3, and another dollar won't hurt fee, $1. That's exactly how Ticketmaster do their prices now. You used to be able to get your ticket for a gig, £16 was the face value of the ticket. You might pay £17 because you're getting a physical ticket posted to you. There's no physical tickets anymore.
Pay fucking £2.50
to receive an email.
Yeah.
But you're going to send me an email to confirm my order anyway.
Cunts, man.
Yeah.
No end. Like, it was so hard to pick tickets as well. It just gave you tickets, and I saw, like, I just bought the ones that we got because we had some money in the bank again.
No, that's the O2.
So we just bought it, but you couldn't choose which block you wanted. It just gave you tickets.
Yeah, it's
all. There was no end of people saying that to back out of the queue to go back in to buy to try and get the tickets in the block that they wanted. Fucking lottery,
yeah,
man.
It's absolutely mental.
And if they're not doing that, they're charging you a first come first serve. Like, so you get face value if you're the first in the queue, and you pay £200 for the same ticket if you're last.
Yeah,
it's Taylor Swift tickets, I think, and Blink-182.
Yeah. The other thing that's mental is bands now, if they want to sell merch in Ticketmaster or Live Nation run venues, they have to pay
a surcharge.
A surcharge to the company that runs the venue. So a lot of bands now will sell their merch in a pub beforehand, so they get all of the merch money. It's fucking ridiculous.
Click and collect's the way to go, isn't it?
Or go Tesco, get shopping.
I know. Pre-order your merch before the show, pick it up on the night. If they're not doing that, get in touch with me. I'll tell you how to do it and take 10%.
You've got a screen printer anyway, and you can just make your own merch.
Well, you're out of 50 t-shirts.
I am. Fuck it. Any more triggers?
No.
Blimey.
Oh, show us your plug on.
Oh. So time for some plugs. What are we feeling positive about this week? Or maybe watching on the internet, I don't know.
I got fuck all, to be honest.
I'm going to big up my man Kevin Holmes, the head brewer at O'Kell's Brewery on the Isle of Man, because they've brewed a 0% pale ale. He messaged me today to say, finally made something you can drink. So,
is he sending you some? Because he had my address months ago. So I'm going back to previous section. I'm slating Kev Holmes. You cuddly looking fucker. Does he listen?
He might do.
He's very infrequently on tech, isn't he? Caveman.
Yeah, I'll catch it when it is related on Beta Wix. I just had a quick check on the Just Giving. And we're very, very close. But I did think we had more of a charitable listener group. So please just put your hands in your pockets and send us the £12 that we need in order to make this happen. That's all it takes, £12, to make a sick child's dream come true.
Being a CEO.
Anything else, boys?
No.
So I'm getting a bit fed up of sort of following the same formula week in, week out. So this is the bit where you'd expect me to plug Spoiler Alert with William Baskerville, in which Will watches films for the first time and then reviews it. But I ain't going to do that.
Because I am William Baskerville.
I got away with it too.
And you all like swears, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
What about Brilliant. Cuss words when they're misspelled? You a fan of that?
Sure.
Probably.
Go on www.fuq.com.
Click on it.
It was legally named fuck.
It's quite shocking.
That's a film reference as well, which Will Baskerville probably wouldn't get.
No, the Minge. He's not watched films. So we're still on international break due to the knob being dickheads. Just to give our listeners an update on the league table, because I understand that you can forget from week to week. So currently sitting top of the Neil and O'Neill table is Nick with no played and no points. I'm currently second with no played and no points. Dan B, one played and one point that's up for dispute with the knob at current. And Kev, bottom of the table with one played and no points due to your failure to spell because of conk, ground control. Dan has a bit.
I've got a bit, yeah, just to obviously replace Neil or No Neil with some of the rhymes of it. So this week we're going to play Ian Beale or No Beale. So in this segment, you've got to decide if the quotes I read to you were from Adam Woodger's character, Ian Beale, or not Adam Woodger's character, Ian Beale. So, kicking things off.
Ian Beale.
And
it's painful. Wolf.
That was mine,
Wolf
Tyler, actually.
Yes, I've had three wives. One cheated on me, one didn't even make it past reception, and one shot me.
No, that's Prince Andrew, in it. The second bit was a giveaway.
Oh, the Grand Old Duke of York. He freaked 10,000 girls. What were we saying then?
Prince Andrew the musical.
Not really up with EastEnders, to be
I'm
honest.
I'm just going
to
say Ian Beale.
Yeah.
It was Ian Beale.
Yes!
The next one. Have you ever flashed your penis to a man hanging his watching out on a barge?
That was Adam Wood, yeah. That was out of character, wasn't it?
So yeah, that one wasn't Ian Beale, but it was Adam Wood, yeah. And to answer the question, Adam Wood, yeah. Yes, no?
Adam Lambert, maybe.
Oh. Fruity. The next one is, I love you, Gail.
Definitely not. That's Richard Hillman in a galaxy into the Manchester Canal.
Point one, bonus point to Kev there.
Do you want the registration of the galaxy? No, I'm joking.
Colour.
Oh, it's got to be a maroon, like one of those blue ones, hasn't it? Those dark blue.
Dark blue, yeah.
Creature from the Blue Maroon.
She is a creature, isn't she?
Got no fucking chin.
Or tits.
Where are you going to come?
You've all seen it.
Modric.
It's all right, love. Just feeling a bit sick.
Ian Beale.
Correct.
Yeah.
Was that when he was at Alton Towers?
Yeah.
On that special.
I don't know.
They get to queue jump.
Anal is scary if you don't use lube.
Ian Beale to Phil Mitchell.
That's Dan Vaughan on Pearl Facebook Live channels circa 2018-ish.
You're really bringing it with the bonus points tonight, Kev. I've got nothing left.
Ian Beale.
Yeah. It was. So Kev won that round on bonus points.
Technicality.
Because he knew the in-jokes.
Time for lots of other shite, where we describe pictures to you and you can enjoy them tomorrow. Oh, well, today actually, because we'll probably put them up. You're getting quite good at putting them up, aren't you, Dan?
I am, yeah. Thanks.
Fair play.
Thanks
well
for
done.
Noticing.
So I added this first one in. This
is that Gail Platt eating pizza?
So this is an AI-generated pizza commercial. There's been a few of these going around this past couple of weeks. There's pizza. I think there was a coffee one. I've not watched all of them, but this pizza one is stunning. So
Spaxwell House.
So yeah, it's well worth a watch.
Spazza Hut.
We've got no audio, by the way.
It doesn't need it.
The pepperoni hug spot.
Vegetable.
Cheese, pepperoni, vegetable. Is that Paul Rudd?
Oh. Jesus.
So where AI has problems with hands, it also has problems with mouths and masticating. Like a meggle. So yeah, do yourself a favour and check out AI generated commercials because they're incredible.
So following Wolves' horrific performance on Saturday against Brighton.
The Bentlands.
Lee Perkins in the We Are Wolves fan group on Facebook said, how embarrassing, double space. The travelling double space Wolves fans should be in burst. Which presumably means he wants them to be charged twice.
Okay, again, yeah, the opposite of being reimbursed. Also, is We Are Wolves the famous way that you refer to yourselves?
Yeah, that's it.
Has that been translated from Wolves into English?
Wolves A, we. Wolves, we are Wolves.
AI generated.
AI translated. Me again. the snake of temptation or something. I don't know. I'm not religious. And it's an open snake's mouth that looks very much like a vagina.
Have you ever
stuck your penis in a cobra?
Snake.
Me again. Not a cell phone in sight, just two dudes living in the moment saying brother and yeah repeatedly. It's a picture of Hulk and Randy Savage working out. Hulk.
Before
sorry.
They fell out.
I don't know, they don't look like they're
there's a lot
other.
Like going.
The weekly fesshole inclusion. I matched with a girl on Tinder, texted for a week till I lost interest. Many days later, she asked for my address and came over.
65.
No. We spent all night drinking and watching TV naked. Couldn't do much. I had 9-hour wank session the night before.
Yeah.
To which Chris Ward at Yorker192_7
change it.
Said, 9 hours, Jeremy. 9. That's insane.
What's easier, like 6 wanks or 6 nons? What would you rather have to put up with?
I think by the 6th non, you probably need to wank on it to provide a bit of
any space.
Oh, so you provide a bit of lubrication to get down the throat. But
store that 6th
we'll
one in your balls.
We'll test this at
Tafari. That's why I'm banned and I'm not allowed back.
Yeah, we've got to go in and get Kev's dinner. I think this is my last one. So this is a can of peas. Taste the penis.
And here we go. Here's a little bit of a royal section. A few late additions. There's a couple of stamps here. The old Queen stamp and the new King stamp. And I know you're a fan of the old drawing penis on newspaper, whatever it's called, page. So
that's very good. That.
This is right out of that book.
I do like he's got his hand on his lower back, but the fingers are nowhere near thick enough. He wouldn't need
it
to
stick
his...
It must be AI. Yeah. He struggled with the hands.
Draw an hand. His hands look like they're drawn by AI.
Maybe that's why AI struggles. It's like, what's a normal hand look like? And they've just shown him his.
Fucking purple sausage.
Here's a post off the East Bergholt Parish Council. I'm not sure where that is.
That feels like it's... Safe, is it Safe so News or whatever it's called? The
yeah.
That feels fake.
Yeah, Scarfolk. Scarfolk Town Council or something, which is all Mickey Take News I've learned.
This one's look out for Charles and Camilla if you're passing Fiddler's Lane.
Surely it'd be Andrew's there, wouldn't it?
Yeah, which normally it's Andrew's hideout, but...
Charles looks like Boris.
Yes.
Cunt.
Someone had posted this on one of the Telford pages the other day. My son has lost his clock of his bike around by train station to town. If any sees it, let me know. Thanks.
It's there.
Found it.
Also, why have you got, like... I know I take pictures of lots of random shit, but why have you got a picture of your kids? Like, you must know he's a fucking waste of space and he's going to lose it. Now I'm taking a photo of everything you're going out with. And like,
in fairness, after reading that post, it is not the kid's fault. He never had a chance. He never had a chance.
There's Ric Flair here. Rick, why'd you wear 3 watches? Rick... Woo! In fairness, that might be 2 watches and a bracelet. We need to fact check that.
Yeah, that is like one of them old man arthritis bracelets, isn't it?
Yeah.
I did read a story where Ric Flair, he lost like a handful of Rolex watches because he'd get pissed up at the bar, take them off, and then just leave, and then his Rolex would go, and Ric Flair's got too much money, so he just... Just goes back.
Fair play.
Oh, I like the look of this.
A little football quiz. I know you like one. So I have played with these people. Gary Neville. If play along at home if you want to as well. So get your pen and paper ready. That's it. It's over by the bookcase. Quick. Right, we're going. So I've played with these people. Gary Neville, Paul Scholes, Nicky Butt, Cristiano Ronaldo, Phil Neville.
Phil Neville.
Sonia Neville. Craig Bellamy, David Beckham, and my brother's wife. Who am I?
It may, for those of you that aren't football fans, we may have some poetry aficionados.
Is it Ryan Giggs?
Yeah.
It is.
Nick, well done.
I saw this. It's an inspirational post. It's a sign that says, I can't do it. You cut off the tee and then keep the tee.
That was like on a Yorkshire Facebook page. Here's a picture of Dave Diggler-Smith playing Kickmaster in the garden. He kicked one This is basically instant karma, what it looks like. Tried to kick the ball at one of his kids. Obviously, it's on a bit of elastic. It's come back and slapped him in the knackers.
I bet that was annoying.
That's probably what he said, yeah.
Dave must be the oldest person who ever used a Kickmaster.
There's an age where you go from Kickmaster to Stairmaster, isn't there? And he's on the border.
Right on the cusp, there's a fine line.
Dave's more Stairlift than Stairmaster. Do you remember when these used to come with ball boy shoes? They're back now.
Yeah. Ball boy shoes?
Saw an advert for them.
Yeah, the dinosaur ones.
Got dinosaurs on them, yeah. No Gareth Safegate these days.
He's too busy doing
AI pizza commercials.
If I'm not mistaken.
So this is a massive, massive in-joke. So basically, for many, many years, I played for a team called Wrekin FC, and there was a lad who turned up every single week, hardly ever played, run the line for 90 minutes, and then the fucking manager of the team would always say, "Oh, can you take the kit home, mate?" And he'd be like, "I've not played. Like, why am I going to go take the kit home?" Eventually, it was like, "Oh, well, we'll give you money to do it," but it was still like he was had the piss taken out of him. Haven't played 11-a-side football for 5 years. My brother Wayne goes to the local gym by the football ground and says, "Oh, we've got a game against the Telford staff next Friday. Do you fancy a knock?" And I'm like, "Well, for you know, I'll play 30 minutes, see what happens." Get there, I'm like, "Oh, bloody hell, Carl's here." I'm like, "Oh, how's it going?" Get changed and everything. Get beat 4-0, get in the changing room, say to Carl, "Well, at least you ain't going to fucking wash the kit," as a bit of a joke. He's like, "I have, it's my kit." So there's three things you'll never avoid in life: death, taxes, and Carl Farr washing the kit after a game of football.
Good lad, isn't
it? So well done, Carl.
I don't fancy washing the towel after that. Really.
That's been right up there, hasn't it? Also, Telford changing rooms are fucking nice now, aren't they?
They're the gym changing rooms.
Ah, it makes sense.
Me and Dan Vaughan got changed in the home changing room, though. Fuck them. We walked in, they'd mopped all the floors and bleached. We were like, fuck this, we're in there.
Did you shower with some big white pants on?
No, Bowie would absolutely go mad, wouldn't he?
No pants.
Here's our weekly Rhea Ripley pick. Bonjour. So, as you remember, a few weeks ago, Eleanor, who I flogged some Shropshire Stars to, sent me an air fryer recipes thing. She's done it again. This is another one.
She's just desperately trying to get you to sign up.
I said, "Thanks for the recipes last time." She messaged, "Say, have I got any more cans in of Shropshire Stars?" I said, "They come in reams normally, with it being paper, but you know, don't expect somebody not in the trade to know the terminology." She said, "Yep, no problem," and then sent me some more air fryer recipes. So keep them coming through. I haven't got an air fryer, but I just like to read sometimes.
You had someone contact you, didn't you, Dan, about that stack of journals that you've got?
Yeah.
And he asked
how
many you had, and you told him how many, and he thought about it, and then told you he just wanted one.
And then I asked him when he wanted to collect them and where from, and he hasn't got back to me, the cunt.
You realise that they get posted for free on a Thursday, if you're lucky.
Yeah.
So one of my good friends who lives up in Scotland now played for the aforementioned Wrekin FC, playing in a charity football match, Celtic versus Rangers. I think brilliant, you know, get to play on the pitch. You know, Ibrox, Celtic Park, Hampden even. Sunday the 23rd of April, and the games are pitches behind the co-op. No idea which co-op. You know, I went down Donington, they weren't having a knock there. Went to Dorley, not there, just gave up, went home. So, sorry I couldn't help cerebral palsy.
Is it the Celtic and Rangers cerebral palsy teams, or is it just in support of cerebral palsy?
Sometimes it's hard to tell the difference.
It is Scottish football.
I need a new catchphrase, and this really struck home. Thought this would come in handy. Found something new to say when I leave a room. This is from Rich Neville. Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Every time I see this, it kills me. Yeah, it's very good. Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Rich Neville.
So saw this yesterday. £60 million, 23 games, no goals, 3 assists. Worst Brazilian since Stevie Wonder shaved his wife's growler. Now, he did score at the weekend and did the most Spurs thing ever by finally scoring, then immediately his team losing 4-3.
It's good that they found a photo where he's pretty much got Stevie Wonder's eyes as well. What's going on with this fucking thing? It's like Linda Barker's.
After the game as well, they got beat 4-3 and he went onto his TikTok and just posted a clip of his goal up. What a fucking prick.
That's like them cunts you've beaten them 4-1 on FIFA and they celebrate.
Like. Yeah, like Ruggie's posting back in the day. Big hat trick for me today in a 10-3 loss.
This is me again. David Lynch always looks like I've just started explaining the rules of a board game to him. They're all slightly perplexed looking and trying to feign enthusiasm. This is a picture of the USA flag, but all the green is replaced with yellow. It's a bit of fun. It's just a bit of fun. This is a two-parter. Why did this man push 114 watts up his bottom?
That's like McNoodle mixed with Robbie Fowler.
It's a bit like, yeah, like AI making a white Tiger Woods.
And then this is why he stuck the what's up his bottom, and it's the Just Stop Oil protester painting the beige orange at the World Snooker Championship.
Jeremy Osborne in it there.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Doom version of it?
No.
They've made a computer game of like a guy playing, like he dumps the powder on it and then just shoots a couple of the monsters out around the table.
Class.
That's worth a go.
Saw this morning. My daughter, 13, started sniggering as we were wandering around the food festival in Bentlands yesterday. And not sure what the full sign says, but it's just enormous sale signs that say cock.
Here, I think.
Yeah, it's about right, isn't
cock
it?
Tasting.
So we're into the classified section now. Camping toilet used once, cost £20, except £8, stool £2. And that's in Barrow. 343-462 after 6 p.m, please.
What's the area code for Barrow? Should we ring it?
See if they call Neil.
Stool or no stool. Actually, this is a new feature.
This is a good idea.
The classifieds. Yeah.
01229.
Strictly classified or something. It means we get a new drop as well, which I always like. Bonjour, you're trying to. Have you ever sold a camping toilet in Barrow?
Oh. Oh, fantastic.
It's ringing. It's after six.
Hello?
Hiya, I'm just looking through classified ads. You've got a camping toilet available for sale. No, this is definitely the number. Barrow 343-462 after 6 p.m.
No, you've got the wrong number, mate, definitely.
So that's not the number I'm ringing that's 100% 343-462?
343-462.
462.
No, that's the right number, but I've definitely got nothing.
Right. Sale. No camping toilet?
No.
Are you Neil?
No, no.
All right, no Neil. No worries. Cheers, pal.
Cheers.
I mind how you go. Ta-ra.
One played, no points.
Yeah. Update that leaderboard.
No, the knob of decree.
That was an auxiliary game there.
That was just a warm. That's just a knock.
Can we have an X next to it for like a zero?
Rob's had a mid-season friendly. It was like,
yeah, this is what happens in the international break. Isn't it? Teams are going on tour. Yeah. You're going to play the game in Malibu.
In Barra? No.
No, that's not right number.
I definitely think we've got room for a classified section going forward.
Yeah, I had one that I was going to add in, but we had so many that I'm able to carry some over to next week. So
that's next
we can ring Gary Goals then.
Oh, yeah.
What about Kieran Nibbs? Is he on there?
For anyone, for anyone unsure, Gary Goals was one of my fake Facebook profiles. I used to go around the five-a-side leagues when they said they were a player short, but insist I only played up front and didn't have to track back. Lost the password. Shame.
Shame.
Go well. It was always like, go well, GG.
Go well, GG. You must have had the password within the last 4 years because he wished my little one a happy birthday the 1 year.
Got to set an example for the youth, haven't you? They're the future of the game.
Well, yeah, you're role model, aren't you?
It was Gary Hooper's profile as well, and had some fucking howers slipping into the DMs.
Right, fuck off.
Yep. Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Didn't I say that? What?
I didn't realise Chris Packham's actually got like issues or needs. Somebody's telling me this week. Isn't he like a champ for some sort of charity or something?
He's got Asperger's or something, hasn't he?
Oh, that was it, yeah. I didn't realise it. I wouldn't have taken the piss, like, if I realised he had issues. I just want to apologise to all the spastics if I've offended anyone.